Good evening and welcome to the July 13th reorganizational meeting of the Babylon Union Free School District. Can we please rise for the pledge? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We now go to item number 3, the administration of oath, swearing in of re-elected board members. May I have Mrs. DeLerba come up and take her oath of office?
Dominic Montalvo, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board of Trustees according to the best of my ability.
Rossi, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Superintendent of Schools according to the best of my ability.
Item number 4, election of officers. I will now accept nominations for the office of President of the Babylon Union Free School District's Board of Education. Mrs. Donaldson?
I would like to nominate Trish Penney for the office of President.
Do I have a second? Mrs. O'Brien? Do I have any other nominations? Hearing no other nominations, may I have a motion to close nominations? Mrs. DeLerba? Mr. Montalvo? All in favor? All in favor of Mrs. Panay as President of the Board of Education. Passes unanimously. Congratulations, Mrs. Panay. Will you please come forward and take the oath?
I, Tricia Panay, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of President of the Board of Education according to the best of my ability.
At this time, the meeting is now turned over to Mrs. Panay, the President of the Board.
Now we do nominations of the Vice President of the Board. I will now accept nominations for the office of Vice President of the Babylon Union Free School District's Board of Education. Mrs. DeLerba. Okay, do I have a second? Okay, Mrs. O'Brien. Are there any further nominations? Hearing no other nominations, may I have a motion to close nominations? Mrs. Donaldson, seconded by Mrs. Jorce. All in favor? Against? Okay. So against Mr. That's just for the closing. Yeah, it's for the closing.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So all in favor to close nominations? Okay. Against? Okay, passes 7-0. All in favor for Mr. Montalto as vice president? Against? Okay, 1, Mr. Benzavega. So 6-1, passes. For Mr. Montalto, please come forward to take the Board of Education Vice President's oath of office.
I, Dominic Montalto, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board Vice President according to the best of my ability.
Okay, may I have a motion to omnibus items 5 through 12 on the reorg agenda? Mrs. Dellerba, seconded by Mr. Benzavega. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Mrs. Dellerba? So all, okay, against? Okay, so passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve items 5 through 12? Go ahead, Mrs. O'Brien, followed by Mr. Montalto. Discussion. All in favor to approve items 5 through 12? Against? Okay, passes 7-0. Okay, may I have a motion to adjourn the reorganization meeting and convene the regular business meeting? First, Mrs. Jors, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. All in favor? Against? Passes 7-0. May have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meetings of June 5th, 2017 and June 19th, 2017 and a special meeting of June 30th, 2017. First, Mrs. O'Brien. Second, okay, Mrs. Dellerba. Discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve the internal claims audit report for May 2017? First, Mrs. Donaldson. Second, Mr. Benzavega. Discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 7-0.
Okay, we're gonna have to start with the superintendent's report.
Sure.
Agenda item 16.
Okay, welcome to the 2017-2018 school year. Here we go. Just wanted to welcome you all here tonight. Hopefully everybody's having a nice summer so far. We are in full swing with phase 4 renovations throughout the district. There's a lot of work going on at the elementary, grade school, and high school with the kitchen serving line renovations. The high school gymnasiums, the high school music rooms, grade school and elementary school parking lots. We are making excellent headway, very timely. We're ahead of schedule, so we wish to thank all of our vendors and our principals, assistant principal, everybody, directors, and our facilities department who are helping out with that. We also have our summer high school music program that has been very well attended. Also, this year, which has been relocated to the elementary school for renovation purposes. Also at the elementary school this summer, which is up in full swing right now, is the elementary summer school program under the direction of Mrs. Consolo, who's here tonight. So thank you for supervising that very well. It seems like everything is going very smoothly there as well. We do have a summer newsletter of the district that's going out shortly to residents' mailboxes. A number of things I wanted to talk about at the end of the meeting under other business. I'll bring those up, but the retreat, the scope dinner, and the summer walkthrough. So we'll get to those at the end. Okay, that's it.
Okay, moving on to item number 17, board agenda items. Any questions from visitors on agenda items? Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Strauss. Could you explain items number 3 and 4, please?
Yes.
Sure. I can do that. Yep, absolutely. Item number 3 pertains to the superintendent's contract. Because I'm a contracted employee, the school budget had a 2% increase for central office administrators. But because I'm on contract, the board has to pass a formal resolution to that, even though the budget passed with that already through the voters. And number 4, this resolution memorializes the discussion of reducing the number of unused vacation days that Mr. D'Amico and Dr. Daly are allowed each year to accumulate for payout purposes. What we're doing, they're going down from 25 vacation days down to 15 vacation days, and the board has agreed to take those extra 10 towards salary that was discussed with the board. So that's, it's no cost to the district by doing that. It's just taking it from one end and putting it towards the salary.
Okay, and the superintendent's agreement, that was just salary? No other benefits, nothing extra to it? Okay. I'm not finished yet. Could somebody explain item number 27?
This is a settlement of agreement because it is pertaining to a student matter. We cannot go into the details of this item. Right, Mr. Fasano?
Correct. It's a confidential student matter. The board has reviewed the agreement, and that's all that's necessary.
Okay. And could somebody explain item number 36?
Number 36 is a resolution to have Mr. Robertson, who is our transportation consultant, remain on board for the 2017-2018 school year in his role to consult regarding transportation matters for the school district.
Is that really necessary?
It was my recommendation to the board to keep him on for the additional 17-18 school year. Yes.
To what purpose?
There are some unfinished items that we might wish to address, and we just feel that one more year of his service, we're moving over to a transfinder routing system now, and he's an expert in that. We just feel we need him on a little longer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Shaw. Any other questions from visitors on agenda items? See no more questions. Any discussion from the board on agenda items?
Yes, sir. 28 and 39 is the first-year contract and the physician contract. We don't have any reference to the cost of the contracts. We should probably, if we don't have it handy, we can talk about that next meeting. Just kind of show it. The rest of the bills
we have it.
General counsel contract, the retainer, the cost for that is $40,500. We have a labor retainer, the cost of that is $26,000.
The physician consultant?
Oh, yes, bear with me 1 second. Okay, we have two agreements, one with Dr. Serrano, who primarily provides the sports-related physicals for the student athletes. That cost is $5,000 for the year. Babylon agrees with Dr. Serrano, yearly fee of $5,000, an additional fee of $10 for each student physical. An additional fee of $3 for review of each student physical conducted by a student's private physician, and $175 for his attendance at each student athletic event as required by the superintendent of schools.
Okay, And we had these as backup as well, just to let the public know, I'm assuming. So we're good at these earlier.
And the second is for Dr. Jack Gefkin, who primarily informs our AED program. He's actively involved in reviewing the medical documentation submitted in 504 cases. His fee for the year is, I know it's not increased over last year. $7,500 for the school year. Sure.
Thank you. Okay, any other discussion from the board on agenda items? Mm-hmm. This is yours.
Hi, I'm wondering, I know other districts sometimes have an item or 52 of the board committees. Maybe you have co-chairs. I've been the finance committee chair for 3 years, so I'd love to maybe branch out and co-chair. Another committee just to get exposure to something that's outside
the realm. So I guess what you're trying to say? Okay, so in terms of co-chairs, okay, so anybody else have any input? We'll go through the individual committees and discuss that. If people looking at being co-chairs, open to that.
Who would be interested?
Right, who would be interested, and then we can have the discussion now, because I really, I would say if we co-chair one, we should co-chair all. And then we would have the option then we could just amend the resolution to reflect the co-chair so we can at least get it passed this evening. But just amend.
We're just going to executive.
That is
exactly. I can just give some legal advice on that.
Okay. You want the whole board?
He's just saying to go into exec for that.
There's something I would like to discuss on that. So if the board would be willing, if we can go into executive session for that, for attorney-client privilege communication.
For committees?
For creating co-chairs, yes. I'm free to give the advice in public if the board would prefer, but I believe you may want to do it in. I would just advise, I would advise against doing co-chairs, because you're going to run into problems where two chairs are showing up to run a committee, who actually is in charge then. So it's something where you may want to consider doing, just having one chair and someone else who's considering moving up into that position may just shadow that person. But if you have the idea of co-chairs, the issue is going to come down to when a decision needs to be made at that committee who's actually in charge.
So it's like a vice chair.
Correct. That would be a better idea than a co-chair.
But nothing official wants to be brought back to the board.
There's still technically meetings on the open meetings law. They still need to be called to order. They still have votes. Can still technically happen. Some of them recommendations go. So it is something where I would recommend that you do have someone who's delineated as someone who's in charge. And then if you want to do something like that, maybe a vice chair, maybe more.
No.
I don't have co-chairs in any of my districts either.
No. But it doesn't seem unreasonable. So we have a couple options. I mean, we can do the vice chair now, or we can pass the resolution as it is, have that as an ongoing discussion, possibly continue in exec, you know, prior to the work study, and then if we decide we want to go ahead and amend that resolution, we could amend the resolution at a later date?
Correct. You can always appoint the committee chairs now, and then when the committees meet on their own, I guess if they want to pick their own informal two vice chair, they could do that as well.
Just so we can get something approved tonight, and just not knowing that we have to go back or have some additional conversation, you know, with our attorneys, that we could move forward at that point. So it's not set in stone. It could just either be set until work study or possibly in August as well. Correct.
So you should be making the appointments up for the chairs today?
Right now we'd be making the appointments. Just to be clear, we'd be making the appointments as stated on the agenda for the chairs. But if there's some latter discussion that we want to continue on with the vice chair or another model, then we can introduce that as an additional resolution then, correct? Is everybody comfortable with that? Okay.
Yeah, just to say it up front, I mean, I think I would, the vice chair makes more sense than the co-chair for the reasons he wants to say. But, you know, I mean, I think there's definitely some discussion.
Okay. So we pass the resolution as is today and then revisit. Okay. Any other discussion from the board in terms of agenda items? Okay. So moving on then to item 18, new business. May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 53? Mrs. Delorba, followed by Mrs. Donaldson. Discussion? All in favor to omnibus items 1 through 53? Okay. Against? Passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 53? Okay. Mrs. O'Brien, followed by Mrs. Delorba. Discussion? All in favor to approve items 1 through 53? Mr. Montalto, all in favor, and everybody else, against? Okay, passes 7-0.
Yeah. I just want to congratulate, we have Shelby Pellin in our audience tonight. Give her a round of applause. Shelby is our newly appointed elementary teacher who will be taking the position at Mr. Davies' school, so welcome.
Congratulations.
Welcome aboard.
Okay. So now moving ahead to item number 19, we're at other business. Do you want to talk a little bit about
Surely.
The workshop and the conference?
Yes, we have a number of things on the board's agenda. On July 27th, Mrs. Panay, Mrs. Delorba, and myself will be attending the NISBA Law Conference. That is a full-day workshop, and we will be sure to bring back pertinent information for the trustees from that whole morning and afternoon session. We also have the Scope Dinner on Thursday night, August 10th, for board trustees and superintendents. I believe I sent home information, but I will send home information each week now leading up to that. And also, do know that we do have our summer Board of Education retreat scheduled for Friday, August 11th.
Do we know where that is?
Not yet. I am trying to get a different location just to change it up a bit for us. Okay, thank you. Okay. That's it.
And okay, and you want to talk a little bit about the tour and the inspection possible date as well at the end of summer?
Right, we have to, every year the board takes a tour of the facilities at the end of the bond phase. And typically we do that the week prior to the children coming back to school. So what I'd like to do, I will put an email out tomorrow to all of you with those possible dates, if you can get back to me. I'd love to have the whole board available. Get back to me during that week, that last week in August, which dates work for you.
Just,
all right?
I'll just go over now. I start teaching the 28th, so.
What day
do
that?
On the
Monday.
Monday? Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. So
we
have to. Okay.
Unless you'd like to take my class and I'm going to do the tour, I'm sure they will.
Boy, that's really early.
Yeah.
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 Sounds like
that's pretty
much
people.
Okay. Well, I will coordinate with all of you. Just be on the lookout.
And I know we even split it up into two last time. Some of us could, some of us
And we can do that again.
Right, just to make sure that everybody can see it. I think that's important.
Yeah.
With everything going on, especially. Okay. Great. Anything else?
That's
okay,
it.
Good. Okay, we're moving on to item number 20 then. Representatives from organizations, please approach the podium and state your name. Okay, moving on then to item number 21, questions from visitors. Please approach the podium and state your name.
Robert Strell. I'm just looking over the meetings, and you have one for September 11th on a Monday. I think that's a lot of people use that for memorials, and I think it's something you should reconsider. Okay, maybe Tuesday. I mean, there are people who lost people in the World Trade Center disaster that go to memorials and so forth. They usually might come to meetings, so it's just something to consider. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Stroh.
I think it's a really good point. Is that something?
I won't be.
Yeah, and that's, I think that that's something we really should consider addressing sooner rather than later.
Do we want to make it Tuesday the 12th?
I'll make it Tuesday the 12th.
That's fine.
Tuesday the 12th. Okay, can the district clerk note that on the official?
You just asking what it means.
Amend the meeting.
We'll do it at the next meeting.
Okay, because at the work study, we can just confirm that the date that we're going to use.
What we'll do is we'll.
So just everybody bring their calendars, and then on the work study, then we'll finalize what date that meeting will be, so we can get it out to the public sooner than later.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Stroker. Okay, any other questions from visitors?
Robin Sylvester, just wondering if the transportation is on track to remain as it was last year for the fall.
Do you want to talk as if Mr. Robinson is coming?
Meaning...
Are there going to be any changes to transportation in the fall in the K-6 buildings?
No. No, we're running as we did last year. Right, same time slots. Yeah.
So if you got a bus last year, you'll still get a bus this year?
Well, we're using TransFinder now. So, you know, that they're in the process of rerouting and using that measuring system. So, you know, I can't answer that yet.
The routing point hasn't changed, though.
Routing point has not, but that system has a different measuring. You know, that's much more precise.
Okay, and will so, it continue the discussion? When will the discussion start about expanding transportation to the high school?
I think the Board of Ed
said it would be a very long discussion, but I don't know that it ever got actually started.
Okay.
Ms. O'Brien had said to you they would put out a survey to parents to see interest. That was about 2 years ago. But no survey has ever gone out.
Well, we've got Robinson coming on the 24th, right? Is that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, coming to the work study.
It's
correct.
Probably a good time to bring up the bond products.
So at some point, there was talk of also establishing a transportation committee so input from the community could be given on the topic. Is that a possibility going forward?
That would be a board decision.
So is that a possibility that it would get discussed amongst the board to establish a committee so that parents who use the services could...
At the work study, I'm not speaking for the whole board, but just myself. I mean, I think that's something we can just even bring up to Mr. Robinson in terms of his experience and are there committees in other districts and how does that work? Or if not, if there's not a formal committee, then how is input received and what channel of communication? So I think we're open to asking him questions in terms of his expertise. I think it's a pretty open system as well. I know we're constantly receiving phone calls, correct me if I'm wrong, and input from parents as well. But it's something that could be brought up.
It's different to have an input on a single basis versus having a committee meeting where people can share ideas.
Well, and the board, I think that's also a forum for something like a work study that's not necessarily open, but anything coming out of the work study or a board meeting as well. But again, a first step would just be the information in terms of his expertise.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion.
Sure.
Well, I know I reread Mr. Robertson's transportation study that he presented, I guess about this time last year, and in there was a recommendation for high school busing. Can the board please explain their reasonings for not pursuing that conversation this year?
I mean, individually, I mean, I don't want to talk individually, but if you want to talk about
it. Yeah, I have to go back and look at that recommendation. I think, in all fairness, we have to give the board a chance on the 24th to have Mr. Robertson in and to see if that is truly a recommendation regarding cost. Let me start there.
And there was a lot of discussion because he even had to go up to the state even within the last 4 months to see if it could be one without the other in terms of going and coming, and we weren't even sure if that was going to be legally possible.
I know we did ask him that question back in the spring.
So is that going to be a conversation that's held in exec session, or is that a conversation that can be held out in public so other people can hear the pros and cons of it?
It's going to be both. He would definitely talk first with the board in exec session because we're dealing with contracts also, which would come under executive session discussion.
Well, in terms of policy, we have to talk about that and the process and that.
Okay, great, thanks.
Great, thank you.
Oh, yeah, wait, I have one other question regarding the buses. There was actually quite a bit of conversation during the election about the bus system costing the district $100,000 in aid. Can you guys explain what actually caused the $100,000 loss of state aid?
We're actually going, Mrs. Sylvester, Mr. Robertson will be here on the 24th first in executive session to talk to the board about that, because it does deal with contractual items, and then they will have a better indication.
Well, they had a very clear understanding of it when they were out polling, telling people about it. I'm just wondering what was the basis for that information.
We'll get that information.
That question is in particular to Mrs. Penne, Mrs. Donaldson, Mrs. Valero.
Mr. Robertson will deliver that information.
And Mr. Montalto.
Okay.
You can see it on the budget line. That's where the information came on the budget from one yearly budget to the next one.
So that's where the information was taken from the budget line. And where in the budget can I find the transportation aid decrease?
The transportation what?
The transportation aid decrease.
I don't think that is a line item, but I'm not going to speak. It's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. So what did you say was in the budget? Maybe I misunderstood.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I don't know if this is working. What did you say was in the budget?
The transportation budget. The line for the transportation budget from 1 year to the next. Increase.
That's cost. That's not transportation aid.
What? Time?
Right.
Are you calling time on me?
Yeah,
guess.
Sorry.
I guess I misunderstood the question. I apologize.
Again, Mr. Robertson will be talking with the board on the 24th of July first. Okay?
Okay, any other questions from the Zeus? No other questions. Future board meetings. We are going to have a work study, okay, and that will be on the 24th, as we just announced, again, beginning at 7 o'clock, because, again, looking at summertime, and Mr. Robertson will be with us, you know, during that time. Also, we have a regular business meeting that will be on Monday, August 14th, again, at 7 o'clock in the library with summer.
Is there anything else on the work study, or is it just Mr. Robertson?
Right now it is just that, but as the next week goes along, I might be adding another item on that work study.
You know, Lynn, why don't we also set up, I don't want to take time away from John, because I really do think that that's something that we should spend a fair amount of time on.
Yeah.
But maybe if we can get the SEC guys in and Jimmy in from BDS, we can do kind of a quick update from the EJ.
Sure. The board okay with that?
That's fine. I just want to make sure in terms of having an opportunity to discuss with Mr. Robertson and exec. So we'll begin exec maybe at 6?
6 o'clock.
6 instead of 6:30. That on summer. That's why. We begin it at 7. We're going to need more than a half hour. To Well, the idea is just to get, I mean, it's going to be a pretty detailed discussion. So we'll start at 6, and then just so we can keep on track to make sure that we're back and with the public at 7 o'clock. Okay. May I have a motion then at this point to adjourn? Mrs. Delerva, followed by Mrs. Donaldson. All in favor? Okay. Passes 7-0. Have a good evening.